You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Wednesday, May the 24th. I'm Andy Holden, going to be taking a look at a 7-race National Hunt card at Wexford this evening. At time of recording, the ground was good, set for a nice, dry, bright day over in Ireland as well, so that's likely to change, if not get a little bit quicker as the afternoon and evening continues. Lots of decent fields tonight, plenty of good betting opportunities. My nap comes up in the 6:30, which we'll get onto sooner rather than later, and a couple of bets also as well in the 7 o'clock, where I think two worth taking against the field there. So without further ado, we crack on with the first race, which comes up at 6 o'clock, which is a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle here. It's pretty poor fare, it has to be said, one of the probably the most modest novice hurdles I've seen for quite a while over in Ireland. And the two that spring to mind here as having half a chance of taking a race of this nature are Article 7 and Julie's Luck. We'll start with Article 7, who's a real big, strong, strapping son of Definite Article. Plenty size and scope, likely to jump a fence in time. And he ran as though 2 miles was just a little bit on the short side for him when last seen down in Tipperary the last day. However, he did quite keep on nicely from the home turn onwards to suggest stepping up to 2.5 miles in a modest race, such as a race of this, he might go well at the fourth time of asking under rules. So Article 11, definitely worth keeping in mind there. And the other one I mentioned is Julie's Luck as well, from the Robert Murphy stable. This horse has at least had a spin round this track, which came courtesy of a decent seventh in quite a hot little maiden hurdle for the mares on the 6th of May. I did notice that the fourth horse, Une Lavandière, has gone on to win subsequently. And given that Julie's Luck made quite a bit of nice ground from the back of the field late on under a sympathetic ride, I'd certainly expect her to go well as well. And, of course, Rachel Blackmore has been booked to ride as well. So two against the field there, Article 11 and Judy's Luck in the opener. On to race number two then, quite a wide open affair here. There's a couple that stand out on recent form anyway, as far as I can see. Platinum Express certainly deserves to be favourite. She comes here via a good run in what turned out to be a very fast run race down in Cork the other day behind Prince Charming. And she's got the services of Rachel Blackmore on as well. So definitely a big run's expected there. But I'm going to give a bit of a chance to Delayed Eloquence here from the informed Joseph O'Brien's stable. Joseph is doing really well under both codes of late. And this horse, although yet to win a race in 10 starts, has certainly been knocking at the door in recent times. That fifth down in Tipperary behind Just Call Me has worked out really well. The third horse, Cork Henry, has gone on to win subsequently. Was going really well in the hands of Philip Enright when disaster struck, going out onto the second circuit for the final time, when just clipping heels and getting brought down, when travelling really strongly a couple of weeks after that. So hopefully, providing her confidence hasn't been knocked too severely, I'd expect Delayed Eloquence to dust herself down and to come back fighting there and reward each way support there in the 6:30. On to the 7 o'clock then, and this looks a very competitive fare over 2 miles. A couple of horses that stand out here on their recent efforts are Magna Carta and Magnetic Force. Magna Carta would probably be my number one choice out of the two, although his recent form isn't too enlightening. His latest run on the level, however, was a much more positive effort when he chased home track specialist She Can't Catch Me in what turned out to be a well-run affair. I like the way he travelled in that race, despite running a little bit wide. And with the fourth horse out of that race, Supreme Vinny, going on to win next time out, that doesn't look a bad effort in the coal light of day compared to what he's facing here. On his last visit here to Wexford, he also was victorious, and he followed that up with a win at Punchestown as well afterwards. So, given good ground, and when he's in form, Magna Carta is a threat to all here in this 2 mile handicap. The other one to mention is Magnetic Force, albeit his form figures don't look all that pretty of late. He did finish third in a decent handicap a couple of starts ago, and he actually ran a good deal better than his finishing position suggested at Clonmel last time out, when he was given far too much to do in the hands of Adrian Lynch. The time figure that race was very good, so do keep an eye on Magnetic Force as well. Along with Magna Carta, they make a two-pronged attack there in race number three. On to race number four then, which is a 7:30, a 2 mile handicap. And Paul Power, local trainer, he's very much making a name for himself in recent times here with his runners. And this horse could not have won any more easier on her last visit to this track, which came out on the 6th of May. Travelling really well in the hands of the £7 conditional. this horse easily took up the running, going well down to the last, and readily pulled clear of a decent field, which included several horses who've gone on to run well since, including Tintown Robin, the runner-up. There's no indication to other than to believe the form is reliable, and around about 4-5-1 this morning, it makes plenty of sense to back the course and distance winner, Draconia, each way there in that 7:30. On to race number 5 then, which is the first of the chase races here this evening. I do like the claims here of Go It Alone from the Collingbow Stable. I thought this horse was going to win easily the last day at Tipperary. He jumped well and he sauntered into the lead, going really well in the hands of Barry O'Neill, going out the back straight. But for one reason or another, he just didn't quite get home on the rain-softened ground that evening, and he had to play second fiddle to Top of the Town and Bailey Moon. But hopefully tonight Barry will have learned his lesson from last time out and probably delay his challenge a little bit longer. This horse has got some plenty of good back class as well over hurdles and indeed over fences. And he looks set to go really well tonight in what actually isn't a bad little race for the track. On to the penultimate contest. Once again, we've got a very wide open race to get our teeth into here. Obviously, Patrick's Park will be a choice for many, having won quite easily down in Roscommon the other day. And we also have to mention Belgrove favourably, having run well at Limerick on Sunday. But the one I'm going to throw a few quid at each way is Game Puppeteer from, once again, the Paul Power Stable, who's a local to this venue. I thought this horse ran really well in his last start over hurdles down in Tipperary, keeping on well from the back of the field to finish and never near a fourth. He also ran encouragingly on his only second start over fences at Clonmel, two starts ago behind Third Opinion. But the ground, to be fair to him, would have been far too soft for him on that occasion. Decent effort in a flat race of the day at Clonmel, behind the likes of You Can Catch Me and Magna Carta, when he travelled quite well before not having the pace of the front runners in the latter stages. That run should have lined him up quite nicely for a tilt back on good ground over fences here this evening. Round about 10-1 this morning, I do think Game Puppeteer can easily outrun his odds there in the 2-mile handicap chase. On to the final contest then, and no further than Major Destination, who comes here via a very good run the last time we saw him down in Kilbeggan, albeit he was only third of the 10 runners on that occasion. He did travel quite strongly into that contest before not quite going with the eventual first and second in the latter stages. The fact that he was sent off favoured that day suggests he's quite highly regarded. And given that he comes from a yard in blistering form at the moment, Noel Mead's been in great form now for probably the thick end of 2 or 3 months. I'm certainly prepared to think that this horse will provide the County Kildare handler with yet another winner. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Wednesday, May the 24th. Please do tune in again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at a mixed card at Tipperary beginning at 5:40. So until then, I'm Andy Holding signing off, and hopefully I'll catch you again tomorrow. It's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.